everybody. Welcome to Thug Metrics, the conversation that is all about big data. So let's get to our guest, Dr. Charles Handler. Welcome to Thug Metrics.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you this morning.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Charles is the president and founder of Rocket Hire, probably one of the longest standing, oldest, I guess, organizations that focus in on screening and selection in the assessment world, helping people figure out all about what data is telling them and what data to use in the process. So, Charles, real briefly, tell us a little bit about kind of what you got going on, who you are, and then we'll jump into our conversation.
Sure. Thanks, Brian. I have a doctorate in industrial organizational psychology, which can mean, you know, practitioners. That training and viewpoint do a lot of different things, but I've specialized in pretty much exclusively in helping organizations to find and identify talent that's best suited for jobs. And, you know, those jobs are obviously things that produce revenue and bottom line impact for a company. So getting the right person in the right job is paramount. And we all know that when companies have great intentions in that area, they often struggle in terms of being able to really execute something that can systematically deliver them the right talent. And that's where we come in.
Excellent. So one of the questions we typically ask on the show is kind of what's your definition of big data?
Right. Well, that's a great question. I mean, you can go with the classic, I think it is 4 or 5 V's, you know, volume, veracity, variety. I think they're off the top of my head. I can't remember the other one. So when I've been asked to participate in big data related discussions, you know, everybody kind of triangulates on that. But the reality of it is that, you know, we're able to have the luxury now, and I don't use that word lightly, to work with even bigger and bigger data sets that I would call three dimensional. I'm not a data scientist, so that may not be an official term that data scientists use, but it's the way I like to talk about conceptualizing a data set, in that there are so many different variables and so many different interrelationships that it begins to become more of a matrix than it is just, you know, a couple of spreadsheets. And so for me, when I get an opportunity to work with a data set that has a large amount of data like that, so that would be one aspect of it. And then the other one for my definition is really that some of that data isn't data that you necessarily planted and harvested. It's not something that you've exerted a lot of control over. It's something that you've been able to obtain and add into the mix, if you will, of analysis. So it could be, you know, an example would be like, you know, scraping Twitter feeds or something like that. So there's an uncontrolled, I call it ballistic, which is probably, again, not a correct technical term, but it's just that it's out there doing its thing, and then we're going out there and grabbing it, pulling it into what we're looking at in our analyses and trying to make some sense out of it. And to me, when you start doing that, that's really when the whole concept of working with big data kicks in.
Well, and I actually have heard probably one of the best definitions of actual kind of discerning between big data and small, medium-sized data is if it can't be crunched and worked with to manipulate and analyze in Excel, then it's big data. And
gotcha.
So, like, I thought that was a rather simple, but, you know, makes a lot of sense, right? So
right, definitely.
So, obviously, you know, everybody mobile first is a I like that term a lot better than the Internet of Things or whatever, you know, whatever the hell that was.
Right.
But so mobile first to me just makes absolute sense, right? It's just really like you have to think about ultimately that strategy in your hiring, talent acquisition, your daily life, if you're, you know, you're a product person or service person. So how is mobile, and for everybody, Charles is probably one of the top mobile research people in the country relative to screening and selection and the hiring process. So I think you're fairly dialed in to dig into this. Is mobile been more of a distraction? Is it a benefit? Kind of tell us how it affects this whole data capture, like within, you know, within your talent sector.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just getting started with the assessment side of things. I think the job application side of things is obviously leading, and until companies get that piece figured out, the assessment piece of it is probably going to be, you know, riding a little bit closer to the caboose there, you know, and that just tends to be how it has been with assessment implementation in general, you know, people getting their ATS in place first and everything. And if you look at some of the studies, and there's some two kinds of studies out there that I think are valuable. The first kind of study is more of an academic study, and